Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So now y'all ready to compare quarterbacks who haven't done, want to say it with me, nothing in the National Football League. That includes our own guy, Michael Penix. Michael Penix hasn't done enough to start comparing him and saying he's better. Now, here's where Michael Penix, and this is from our last caller who basically wants to start, you know, show-on-show violence and boogie.
Now, was it Squid or was it Steak? Do we know who the person
said,
is?
He said Steak, but then he said the morning show.
Steak was probably in New Orleans because he was there.
Tulane?
And he was over in Ole Miss. So I presume that from
he saw that beatdown
in Oxford. A most amazing tailgate, by the way, which it is. You and I both been blessed to be over there at the Grove. It's something like no other tailgate in America.
Oh, he was up in Ole Miss.
I don't know if he was in New Orleans, but perhaps it was Steak. But Chuck, they're not asking him to do too much, although in the win against the Jets, he threw it 49 times.
Well, that's the one. Okay, so here's where I'm at on this. And I'm not, Boogie, I'm not going to tell you that one guy's better than the other because neither one of them has done nothing. Okay.
Both are older quarterbacks by college to
standards.
Pro standard. Yeah.
Yes, because Shook coming out of Louisville was like 30. Okay. Felt that way. Michael Penix has more arm talent, which is why he was projected to be a higher draft pick than Tyler Shook. Shook's big. Prototypical NFL quarterback, which is why teams were going to take a chance on him. And Mike said it. He's got a lot of experience. But I'm not ready to sit here and compare. I will simply tell you that our quarterback has more arm talent and more upside. Mm. And more people feel that way. Here's the problem. We haven't seen enough of it. We haven't seen enough of Michael Penix to feel like some people feel after 3 wins for the Saints. Right. And Tyler Shook, hey, you know what? We went through this quarterback carousel. We may have found our guy. That's what they're thinking in New Orleans right now. Maybe we don't have to get back into the draft and go get another quarterback. Maybe this is going to be our guy, which is what the end of the season is about. The Browns are going through this with Shador. New Orleans is going through it. I think there are various teams that are trying to figure out where they are with their quarterback or their next quarterback. But if you're going to ask me right now, here's my issue with Michael Penix, and this is not a talent issue. It's a health issue. I need him to be 100% healthy so we can truly evaluate him. And until that happens and he starts to consistently win games with that arm talent that everybody's so excited about, I can't sit here and tell you that he's better than anybody or somebody's better than he is. That is our fundamental problem right now, Atlanta. Mike, we have a health problem with Michael Penix. It is not a head issue. It is not a he doesn't know the offense issue. It is not that he can't make the throws issue. It is he going to be healthy when we need him to be?
Tyler Shook is 26, and Mike will be 26 in May. Now, the thing about Tyler, the difference is with Tyler, he can run. And in the game against the Buccaneers, he really didn't do much with his arm. He threw a pick. He only threw it 20 times. But he ran twice. He had two touchdowns running. He had a 34-yard scramble for a run. So this is – and that's the thing about, you know, Penix Jr. Terry looked us in the eye and said there was no way we're going to ever be picking this low and you can't miss out on this talent. Penix Jr. doesn't have a lot of mobility, and he looks like he's in slow motion when you ask him to do the play action. So there's a disconnect there, and I don't know how much you want to blame on Zach. Zach's doing everything he can. Penix Jr. is limited, or would another coordinator come in here and find a way? Or would another coordinator come in the way Shanahan did with Matt Ryan and say, look, we're going to do some naked bootlegs, so tape up your ankles, son. We're going to have to do some things that are not in your comfort zone. And maybe that was some tough love that we needed early on that never happened. I don't know. All I know is Penix Jr. is unknown. Tyler Shook, he's got less games than Penix, but he's doing some good things, which maybe you know, you'll know on draft night if they believe in him or not.
Yeah, and remember, let's slow our roll on the Tyler Shook. Whoever said it.
I didn't say anything.
Whoever said it. Slow your roll. Bryce Young got benched, guys, okay? He was the number one overall pick, and everybody's like, oh, he's the next best thing since sliced bread. He got benched. He's looked better, and certainly Carolina looks like they're going to win this division, which is driving Mike and I absolutely nuts. But slow your roll. This is not a one-season or three-game kind of deal. And I don't get overly excited because you had a guy throw the ball 40 times, and all of a sudden now, you know, he had a one good game. We could have said that with Michael Penix last year against the Commanders. Mike said it. He played a hell of a game last year, which got us all excited about what this season was going to bring. Didn't necessarily work out that way.
You know, it's funny. I'm getting a lot of guys here on social media, and one guy hit me up and said, Leroy Jenkins. Says
that's his real name?
Well, he says Troll Tide 4 is his handle on social media.
All right.
We still say Twitter. Carl's put him up. See, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. He goes, Atlanta fans always ready to fire the next coach. This sports town is so laughable. No, and I hit him back. I said, no, Atlanta fans are soft, and you don't recognize the incompetence with this regime. I think, you know, it used to be in the NFL, you'd have 4 years. College, you'd have 4 or 5 years. Now you notice, if you don't got it cooking, why are we going to try to roll the same regime out there and hope they figure it out? I've seen enough, the 5-game losing streak, the incompetence in special teams, the bad coaching decisions, the bad execution. I mean, guys, I've seen enough. And look at Raheem's winning percentage in his career. That's all you need to know in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but but it might work for us.
Yeah, it's true. You know what, Mike, when you said that about Atlanta fans, whatever, what's his name again? What's the Twitter handle?
That
again?
Was, hold on, he just, am I, my
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. Yeah, Leroy Jenkins, that's your real name. Here's my deal. You know what's embarrassing? This franchise. And the way it makes Falcon fans feel when you have to defend your franchise. That's what's embarrassing. It's not that we want change. Change is the course to hopefully get better. Change is the course to hope. It is not embarrassing that we want change. What's embarrassing is how often you have to try to defend this franchise and tell people what you think it is and what you hope it's going to be, mm-hmm. and then it never turns out that. That's embarrassing.
Right. So here's the deal. 8 years,
Leroy.
8 years without the playoffs. I say it all the time with Braves fans who always, well, gee whiz, get them next year.
Gee Whitakers.
Best of five. You know, sure, we had the best offense and, you know, it was a historic year, but gee whiz, you just can't win them all. You know, I can't truck with that thought pattern. It's like you guys are from a different planet. If you're not trying to win a championship every year, and look, I get it. There's some years where you've got to build with the building blocks, but this was a team that was 6-3 in first place in the division last year.
Right.
Things are in place. You've got things. You've got some dynamic players. So I can't believe it. I cannot rationalize some of the things I'm seeing today. So let's bring it out. No. Next year, they'll get it right. Now, one thing I will agree with some people, Carl, we still don't know what the quarterback situation is, whoever the coaching staff is.
No.
That's fair.
It's the biggest question mark, guys.
So the rationale is we'll bring back the coaching staff that can't make a good situation to work, but they'll get a tough situation to work next year?
We won 26-19 yesterday. And many of you are tuning in right now and going, well, we won. Yes, we did. But right now, guys, we have more questions than answers. It's going to be that way until we get deep into the offseason. Matter of fact, it's going to be that way, honestly, until Black Monday. Because that's going to be the deciding day on whether some people are here or not. And then we can go from there. But that is literally 2 weeks away, and we still have more questions than answers. Larry in the truck, I appreciate your patience, man. Want to hear from you, Larry, and Rashad, we'll get to you in Riverdale. Larry, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
Great show, you guys. I love your show. Your question was asked, where are we at with the Falcons?
Yes.
I'm 73-year-old. I was a Falcons fan when Norv Parker was the coach. I have seen coaches come and go, Marion Campbell twice. Mike is 100% right. We got to get rid of Raheem. He's a nice guy. I love to hear him talk, but he's not a head coach. His record proves it. And the blame always goes on the head coach. We've had quarterback problems. We've had kicking problems. We've had special team problems. We've had offensive play calling problems. We got eliminated from the playoffs in December, the 1st of December, in a division that is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What? What's going to win it? 8-9? It is terrible. Yep. We have got to get rid of Raheem. I'm sorry. I'll shut up and listen to what you guys got to say.
Larry, real quick, don't ever apologize for feeling how you feel, okay? And by the way, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Listen, half of the city may not agree with you. Who cares?
Right.
Don't apologize for how you feel. Mike and I run into people every single day in this city who feel the same way you do because of the lack of what we've seen on the field. It is not personal. We're not sitting here criticizing Raheem and his family and other things.
No.
We're simply telling you the job as a football coach has not been done the way as good as what we thought it would be. And therefore, it's a results-driven business. That's it.
Guy is 21 games under 500 as a head coach, 7 games under 500 as a Falcons head coach, including as an interim. You know, and so, look, I don't get what if you have a motivation, there's ulterior motives, if it's an agenda-driven thing. But, I mean, I can't vibe it. The same goes – I'm starting to feel the same way about Raheem that I'm going to start feeling the same way about Quinn Snyder if
this Hawks team
doesn't turn things around. And I'd be curious to see the same people who want to keep Raheem, how they feel about me when I start bashing Quinn. Because we've got a really good basketball team that he doesn't seem to know how to coach to play defense. More on that coming up.
No doubt. I'm totally on board. And by the way, if you missed our pre-show, it's behind the curtain. You can check that out on all social media platforms. We do it every day around 11:15 or so, somewhere around there. But it's something we discussed today, and it is very interesting. Last night, you want to talk about embarrassing? Leroy, your team giving up 150 points, and you score 150 and you lose? Come on. Larry, appreciate you in the truck. Let's talk to Rashad in Riverdale. Rashad, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
What's going on? Hey. Yeah, first things first, man. Got to clean house. Raheem needs to go. Zach needs to go. I was at the Miami game, man. It was really sad to see all the faithful Falcon fans in there who invested time and energy into this team just to be let down year after year again, man. It's really a gut punch.
That is. I mean, and that's then that was one where Kirk it was that was when they thought Penix could go. So Kirk didn't get the full week of prep. Sorry to cut you off, caller. And that's when, you know, Kirk looked awful in that game. There was no connection with receivers, for what it's worth.
Yeah. And that was one to me, that was a changing point in the season. because they had come in with a three-game losing streak. They had lost to the Panthers, the Chargers, the Browns. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins, who now have made a quarterback switch, and more than likely their coach is going to be fired too. Mm-hmm. But when they came in against us, I mean, guys, they weren't doing anything well. Tua was awful at that point in the season, and then he got even worse because they benched him. But to me, that was the turning point because those are games you have to win. And when you start talking about the games that you should have won this year versus the games you didn't win, Mike, that's the difference in our season and, more importantly, why we are on the outside looking in again. The five-game losing streak, you should have beaten the Dolphins. You should have beaten the Patriots. The Colts game was winnable. It goes to overtime overseas on a neutral field. The Panthers the following week, you lose by 3 points. That is when we find out about this coaching staff. And trust me, guys, every team loses close games in this league. But you don't get on 5, 6, 7-game losing streaks, Mike. Those are the bad teams that don't know how to work themselves out of a paper bag. That is what it felt like during that 5-game losing streak.
Right, and we've talked about the coaching decisions. To me, you don't have to look that far. Special teams.
Oh, geez.
The Rams just fired their special teams coach Christmas week. If you want to see me on a cold-hearted world of results, yeah, it's results-driven business.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
They fired the special teams coach because they made some egregious special teams mistakes. This is a team which is on its way potentially to a 1 or 2 seed in the NFC in the Super Bowl. We don't make any changes, and special teams cost us 5 freaking games. It happened again this week. We get the worst special teams in the NFL, and it never got addressed. Okay, we fire one coach because look, I don't want to trigger somebody over Ike Hilliard. Ike was scapegoated after the Carolina game for the wide receiver play, and then we let special teams just fester the entire year. And I hate using that word, fester.
It's true though. It's that is the perfect word. Here's where we're at today. For those of you who are saying, wait a minute, fellas, didn't we win yesterday? We did. Congratulations to Kirk Cousins and certainly Bijan Robinson, who had an amazing game yesterday, and Kyle Pitts, 7 balls for 57 yards and a touchdown, his 5th touchdown of the season, which is a career high. All of those things are wonderful, but it still relates to we got 2 weeks left, and what are we playing for? We have 2 weeks left, and what are you looking at? I said to Mike today, and I'm going to tell you guys this. We're going to learn a lot about this coaching staff and this team on Monday night. Rams are coming in here all about business. Mike just mentioned where they're at in the standings and what their goal is, and they're well on their way to getting it. If you're playing for a number one overall seed, they won't be laying down on Monday night, okay? So if we lay an egg, get embarrassed, or get blown out again on Monday night football, how are you going to feel then? Yeah. How are you going to feel then? Because, Mike, here it is again. We're playing busters. Right? And the Cardinals, not good. Jets yesterday. I mean, come on. The Jets game, it just goes back to this season. It's like a nightmare. But you play the Rams, who are one of the best teams in the league. How are you going to show up, Raheem?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think having your tight end run into the quarterback while he's trying to make a handoff is going to get it done against the Rams. Did you guys watch the game? Look, yes, we don't apologize for a win on this station because a win is a win, and I'd rather watch that than get a sharp stick in my eyeball. Did you watch us on those fourth downs? Did you watch the blocked extra point? Did you watch us have to sweat and C.J. Henderson has to make a circus catch against one of the worst teams in the league? But if that's momentum for next season. No, that's proof that things are turning around. You are out of your freaking mind.
Daily download brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. All right, we're coming back. More around the NFL. Also, college football this weekend sets up what I think is going to be one of the best, if not the best, weekends of the year as we get ready for the teams that moved on. We're going to dive into all of that and much more. More of your calls here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.